The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Welcome, nonprofit community. So happy that you're here joining us today. I'm Kara Zimmerman with the Spirit of Giving Network, and always want to give a shout out to Spirit of Giving because without them, we would not have this opportunity to let you know all about nonprofits, what they're doing. Perhaps you'll be excited about the one we're going to be introducing today and sign up to volunteer or donate. I hope you do. In the meantime, I'm sitting in front of two beautiful ladies. One actually is my yoga instructor. She's amazing, and tomorrow I have to do core work with her. Oy, oy, oy. She's tough, and she's here, and we're going to talk about yoga and mental health because May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so I wanted to make sure that they came to speak on a very important topic that's very much in the news. We have Lisa Steiner with, I want to say, Barkin Method, and also Evolution Yoga, been teaching yoga for a while, and she's incredible. And we have Vicki Katz, who's our executive director at Falk Center. So both of you, thank you so much for coming. And let's just start with talking about the issue. And Lisa, perhaps you want to introduce yourself first about the importance of yoga and mental health. And thank you for coming.
Well, first of all, thank you for having us.
Yes.
We really appreciate you spreading the word. As you know, in light of the recent events in Parkland, that mental health has become sort of this popular issue, although it's been something that affects us for centuries past. I came into yoga about 15 years ago. I had a corporate position. I'm trained from a Ivy League Wharton education and had a stressful job, traveled all around the world, and ended up with four herniated discs and turned to yoga for healing purposes. Subsequent to that, I retired and then became so involved with the benefits of yoga that went on to get my certifications with Jimmy Barkin, his level 1, 2, and 3s. And I teach now at a couple of different studios, and I love doing events to support our community. And I was thrilled when Vicki invited me to do this event.
Another student of Lisa's.
Yeah. Yes.
And they're still talking to me, which is a good thing.
Yes.
So I really believe that yoga is a means to help with our mental health issues, which all of us struggle. I think 1 in 5 Americans suffers from some sort of mental health distress. And yoga for me started as a physical practice, but now has become somewhat of a spiritual practice. I don't think that anyone can understand the benefits of hot power yoga unless you experience it. It is one of the biggest equalizers in the world. We're all hot, sweaty messes in a room. And we learn to connect with our breath, and we learn to return to our essence of being, something I believe in and I'm happy to share.
And that breathing, really, right? If we could all breathe for a moment, even.
If you're breathing, you are doing yoga, and that's what our yoga teachers tell us. And I will collaborate on what Lisa had to say. It's actually 1 in 4. They say that the numbers are actually 1 in 4 of all of us are impacted by mental illness. It probably damages more people than many physical disabilities all put together. The statistics on children as it impacts are staggering. It's the second leading cause of death among, I believe, adolescents. I don't have the age range, but, you know, people say mental illness and they don't understand that anxiety and depression and all sorts of everyday things are just as important is bipolar disorder and schizophrenia, which are persistent mental illnesses.
Yeah, we live in a world that's, I want to use the word pressure cooker. You know, I don't think we were even put together originally to handle the multitasking, the electronics, the overstimulation that we get on a daily basis. And it's so important with yoga to learn, even like at a stoplight, to stop and breathe, because those statistics are alarming, Vicki, what you just said.
They are. And there's actually, in addition to the yoga and the mental wellness piece, there's a whole lot of evidence-based research about a lot of the mindfulness, of which yoga is a practice of mindfulness, and how it impacts people's mental health. For example, we've been doing a training program called, It's a behavioral health modification program that's based upon mindfulness. It's mindfulness-based stress reduction. It's a like a 12-week training program that some of our clinical staff have done, and we've begun to implement mindfulness even in our school-based programs that we do at the center.
So, what does that look like, a mindfulness program? Does it include yoga or meditation?
It can include yoga, and there are some yoga studios that I believe have been incorporating yoga into the classrooms and in working with children with very, very good outcomes. You know, the thing that's still, like Lisa said, as a result of the tragedy in Parkland, people are talking about mental health. It's an issue that's been in the forefront, but in Florida, we're at the bottom of the list of state-funding for mental health programs. And so all of a sudden, people are talking about it. They're talking about the kids. They're talking about stress and anxiety and depression and bullying and all these things that impacts the mental health of our students. So I think that more is going to change.
Let's hope, you know, something good will come from something so horrific. At least even trying to take away that stigma, isn't there, of mental health, mental illness. There's such a, you go to the doctor for, you know, health checkups, but we don't necessarily do that for our minds, and there is a, still a stigma about being having a mental illness.
Right, and the other issue is that Americans tend to look for quick fixes, so we tend to say, is there a pill I can take? Is there something that could fix me quickly? When this is a life project, this is about taking a pause, connecting to your breath, being in control of your breath, your control of yourself. So we live in a first world developed country, so it's somewhat disconcerting that we have so much mental health issues. We have the availability of yoga wherever you go. In fact, in my prior job, I traveled to a lot of third world countries, and I found that although people had less from the sense of physical possessions and materialistic possessions, but there was a kindness. I remember when I went to Bolivia and I was in awe of these people living in sheer poverty, but they were happy and they said hello and they welcomed you, and not just because I was a foreigner. So when you have a connection with yourself and when you feel good about yourself, you're able to be with others and you're able to function. When you have an insecurity or anxiety, it causes all of this disarray. And yoga offers us and affords us the opportunity to just take a pause, to close your eyes and let the negativity fade away. And it's an essential part of life. I mean, and it's beneficial, and people think, oh, it's yoga. I don't want to do yoga. It's so spiritual. I will tell you, I didn't start out from a spiritual perspective, but I ended up feeling much calmer and being a person of action versus a person of reaction. What you were saying about stopping at the light and pushing the horn so someone would go, just saying, okay, it's going to be okay. And that's, you know, it's a hard thing to learn, but it's a life lesson.
And from my own practice of yoga, I would say that what I learned from Lisa and my other yoga teachers is how to take that spirit and that calmness that you get from the breathing, and how do you take that out to you in the real world, which sometimes is very challenging. Sometimes that calmness that you can leave your yoga practice with is very challenging when you get into your car and then people don't cooperate on the roads, or you go back to work and people are yelling. So, you know, taking that lesson of how can you take that breathing and taking that pause in that moment and use it as a way to react more slowly to what's going on is helps me immensely, and I think it has a lot of benefits to people.
Mm-hmm. And we tend to be a very competitive society. So when someone yells or does something that offends you, an initial reaction might be that you have to overpower that person, that you have to show that you're stronger than that person, rather than taking the step back, taking the breath and thinking maybe that person is suffering, maybe they're struggling, and maybe their anger isn't really an anger, it's an insecurity. So we tend to be a very driven society. I mean, I have two boys and they're polar opposites, but in the sense that we have one that's a golfer and we have paid an incredible amount of money for someone to teach him how to breathe to hit a golf ball. I have another son who's at university and it's very competitive. And before tests, sometimes he gets that anxiety and it's to the breath. Just take the breath. So it's applicable in a multitude of situations. When you're driving, when you're on a plane, when someone annoys you in Publix, just close your eyes and you exhale. And I say this in class, your body does not know the difference of that sensation of being in a yoga pose and struggling and someone cutting you off and you feeling that same sensation. And that's the power of our breath, and we have control over our breath.
And if I can, I'd like to segue that into the event that on May 20th that Lisa is actually going to instruct as a benefit for the Falk Center for Counseling. And actually the proceeds from this event are going to benefit mental health for children and families in the community. But the real thing is, and I've invited friends and colleagues and people who've maybe never experienced yoga. And I've said, you know, we're not going to heat up the room. It's not going to be hot power yoga. It's going to be an opportunity for people who are experienced to practice yoga and for people who might like to say, what is yoga, to come. And I've said, if you want to sit on your mat and breathe for an hour, you will have practiced yoga for an hour. So it's a really good opportunity for people to kind of join us in support of mental health awareness. And, of course, there's an opportunity for them to support us and not come to the event as well. But we'd really like for this to be a way to introduce some people who might be new to a yoga practice.
Right. And we have sponsors in our community, local sponsors that will be a part of the event as well. We have Strut This, Bohemian Love, Beautiful Vibes. We have Raw Juice and Happy Trails. So our community is a very strong community. So you can come, you can donate, you can shop. I mean, it's just a way for us to give back and to try to change these little efforts that we're making, as you were saying before we started the show, that you just help a few people and you've made great strides.
It's so true because things are so overwhelming. It's like, how can I help? What's one person going to do with this massive amounts of issues today, right? And just...
Yes, and in our case, in working with children and students, it's like I said, it's if you could just change the trajectory for just one child, what an amazing impact. You know, it's that point in like, kind of like the old takes a village concept. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be their therapist, it could be their teacher, it could be one of us. You know, there's so many things that could say to a child, not what's wrong with you, but what happened to you that you're acting out like this? You know, how much pain must you be in? And how do you pull yourself up? And even though bad things have happened in your life, how do you pull yourself up and change the rest of your life? That moment is the difference between, you know, what the outcome is for children. And we can all really play a part in that.
Because people want to feel part of something. They want to feel connected. We're human beings. We're interactive beings. We're meant to be social. People don't want to be alone and critical. And yoga affords us the opportunity for everyone to be together. And what Vicky was saying was you can close your eyes, you can breathe, you could do a pose. It doesn't matter. It's just connecting to yourself. And when you get on an airplane, when the stewardess gets up there and says, you know, take care of yourself first with a face mask, then give it to your child. So you take care of yourself, you become strong and centered, and then you share that with others. I mean, children feel pressure. They feel alone. They feel different. And when you feel different, you feel like you're ostracized, even if you're not ostracized. So you want to be able to feel a part of something. You want to feel special and you want to feel loved and appreciated.
And that's what you're going to do. After we take a break, I want you to talk a little bit more, or a lot more really, about this event so that we know where it is, when it is, because I know that you're working tirelessly to get this to be awesome. You know, so many times I invite friends to come to yoga with me. And as you know, I come by myself because they're like, oh, I can't do it, or I can't do it. It's, you know, it's hot. But I'm very grateful that years ago a woman invited me to go with her and I went. And it has made such a difference just in the way I think about things. And I know one thing they said was leave your ego at the door.
Exactly.
And I love that because we're so wondering how we look and how we feel and what people are thinking about us, and it's so not important, you know. And that, so yoga has taught me so much and connected me to you, and I look forward, it gives me something to look forward to. And yes, it is doable, definitely, to do, and incorporating it with mental health is such a perfect segue into our month of Mental Health Awareness Month. It's perfect. And Vicky, what else is happening at Falk? I know last time we talked, you were in the schools, and we were talking about funding. Is there anything that in your the parking lot and the driveway? How's that coming along?
We're managing. You know, the Falk Center for Counseling is 45 years old,
it's
and
awesome.
Our building is 30 some odd years old. So the physical challenges of the building are always there. But we try to use Mental Health Awareness Month along with all of our collaborative partners in the community to just draw attention to mental health. There's a countywide initiative called Get Your Green On, which is being driven across the county. All of us have gone to our collective cities. Us, it's the city of Boca Raton, asking them to issue a proclamation, which we will actually present it May 17th, a few days before the yoga event. We will do an annual release of butterflies at our center. And that's a free event for the community to just do nice things. This year, we're going to release 17 butterflies in memory of the victims of Stoneham Douglas. And we're going to dedicate a bench, which will be just be a safe place for children to come and express their feelings. And we'll have the chamber and a bunch of people from the city and other charities. So we'd like to invite that. And a lot of it is to just help us draw attention to the work that we do. This year, we were in 20 public schools in South Palm Beach County putting on a behavioral health program, which we'd like to continue into next year.
You know, butterflies, speaking of that, are very important too to mental health. Starting a butterfly garden is wonderful, so I'm excited to see the butterflies. We're going to take just a quick break, and we'll come back and hear about the event more.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
Blue is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Red is my favorite color. What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, yeller's sweller for this little feller.
And me, I'm keen on green.
So what's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like
what's
this.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please. What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Vicki and Lisa, thanks again for coming here. We really want to know more about the call to action and what we can do in May specifically. And I bet this is probably the first time that there's been this call to action for the mental health piece of our lives. So I'm grateful for that. Tell us more about what that means and what you plan on doing this month with this event and how we can help you to get ourselves there.
Actually, we do it every year.
You do? Okay.
This is not an unusual May. I think that as we started our conversation, you know, the call to action on making our children feel that they're safe has really elevated the conversation.
That's what I wanted to say.
On mental health.
Yes.
But I feel, because of my own yoga practice, so very strongly about the overlay between yoga and mental health. And so I'd like to focus a little bit of time about the event that we're going to have on May 20th at Barkin and let Lisa give you some of the particulars. We're delighted because it's an opportunity for me personally to do something that I care very deeply about and share that with the community in a way that'll bring some recognition and some needed funding to my charity. So
great. And hopefully everybody that's listening, we're going to get our pens and pencils out and paper or technology and write this information down, because we're all going to be there to support you, Lisa. Tell us more.
Terrific. So the event will be at the Barkin Method of Boca Raton. And you can sign up either through the Fall Counseling Center. You can call the Barkin Method at 561-750-4400. Or you can sign up online through MindBody. We'll also be promoting the event via Facebook and Instagram. At Barkin, I've done 5 of these events for Alzheimer's, for Hope Gel, for a couple of ambassador functions for the United Nations, and they're terrific events. We average between 60 to 80 people. Some people shop, some people take the class. It's a $25 donation. We have people, if you can't come, you're more than welcome to donate $25 or more. I mean, it's a terrific way to support this current cause, but to help yourself and to support our local vendors. So it's really terrific, and we'd love you to come. And if you've never tried yoga, yoga is for everyone. And as Vicki said, it's not going to be a hot, sweaty class. It's going to be a room temperature class, and it's terrific. And yoga community are a phenomenal group of people. We work together to help each other, and it's just a great group of people. And we're honored to anyone who would like to join us and help this important cause.
And what was that phone number again? Where do we reach out to? We don't need tickets. We just need to
So you can be pre-registered, and they can register either through the Barkin Method, or they can go directly to the Falk Center for Counseling. It's FAULK, F-A-U-L-K, Center for Counseling. You can like our Facebook page, and we will get the information out to you through that. You can call our office at 561-483-5300, or you can call the Barkin Method at
561-750-4400. Or if you are currently a yogi and you have the MindBody app, there will be a link on the Barkin Method Boca Raton, which will talk about the event on May 20th, which is mental health awareness, and you can sign up there. So there's multiple ways for you to sign up, and we would appreciate any donation, even if you can't come. As you know, it's a very relevant cause given what happened in our neighborhood to these poor 17 people who lost their life because, yes, of other issues, but a big crux of it was mental health. And we'd like to make a difference. We'd like to make lives easier for people and give them the availability to help themselves, to have those resources through the FAULK Center, through yoga. I mean, we really need to make a dramatic change in our thinking and make people feel that there is a way to feel better. And there is.
You know, I love your logo with Marianne Williamson about first you have to change your mind and then a head in front of me. You know what I'm talking about? Change your mind first, and then you can make your life better, you know, once you make that change, which, you know, once you step into the Barkin Method, we won't be intimidated. You come in, doesn't matter what you have on. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have the latest yoga pants or anything else. Just come and feel a part of our community.
But just in case you don't have the right latest yoga
Strut pants on, we'll be there.
We'll be selling clothing there.
Right,
so.
We'll have clothing. Juice.
Right, we'll have clothing, juice, jewelry. But it really is true. I mean, yoga is an equalizer. It's been practiced for over 5,000 years.
Something to be said about that.
Yeah, I mean, something that sustains through so many crazy things of history. It works. It's a connection to you. And we all have to remain connected to ourselves in order to connect with others.
Yes, so true. Now, what was the time? Did you give us
It'll be from 2:15 until 3:45.
Okay, because I'm putting it right in
again,
my calendar
at the Barkin
now.
Method, which is located in Glades Plaza, 95 in Glades.
Right,
715-4400.
If they know about
yes, right by Barber Katz or right across from 2J's.
2J's and the little Kitty Academy and Corner Bakery.
And Corner Bakery,
there.
Right.
Care Diagnostics is over there. It's a
so
wonderful
see
plaza.
You there, Kara.
Yes,
yeah,
you
Kara's
know.
Coming. Kara's
I'm
coming.
I'm going to make sure people come, especially those that have told me they don't know if they could do yoga or whatever. It's such a I'm grateful that my body will still let me do all those and not really poses that they're crazy. It's not difficult, you know. It really isn't all that. Sometimes you think yoga you have to get all twisted, and it's not that at all, really.
It's breathing.
It's just breathing.
Yay!
It's connection breathing. To breath. And we have a lot of local professionals in the mental health awareness that are also going to be joining us. We have Dr. Nicole Pearl, Allison Tarlow's coming. I was contacted by the Child Bereavement Center. Dr. Mindy Cassell is coming up from Miami to support us. So it is an issue that's not just relevant to our local community. We have supporting communities that are helping us, but we need to do something and we need to make a change. We need to make life easier. We live in such a wonderful country. It shouldn't be so hard for people to struggle like that, to wake up and not feel good about yourself. So that's something that needs to change, and it's something that viably can change.
And with having the FAULK Center in our community, just that, we are so fortunate to have that resource. And the word really is resources. If you're not feeling well, if you're feeling a little that something's wrong, you know, the first step is, well, what do I do? If you're talking to yourself, becoming connected to yourself, what do I do? Who do I call? And FAULK Center is a wonderful center just in terms of somebody being there to pick up the phone and tell us what to do.
Right, a non-judgmental environment.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Our mission has never wavered in 45 years. We provide a free and low-cost model and access to mental health for many people who would otherwise not be able to receive any type of therapy or counseling services. We have a very low sliding fee, and anybody who can't afford it, nobody's turned away. So we make sure that anybody has access to help. And even though we live in an affluent community here in Boca Raton, there are some pretty significant pockets of people who don't all have those resources. Sometimes you get, you know, just you look around Boca and you see nothing but a lot of affluence. But trust me when I tell you, there are plenty of people that don't have the resources here.
And mental health doesn't pick a certain segment of the population to impact either. It crosses socioeconomic levels. It's something that everyone deals with.
Okay, so give me one more shout out. We need a phone number and a date real quick where we can get going over there.
Sunday, May 20th, 2:15, Barkin Method of Boca Raton.
You can sign up online at the MindBody app for the workshop, or you can call 561-750-4400.
Or you can call the Falk Center at 561-483-5300.
Very good. So we'll make sure that we're there with our mats, and you have mats there for us.
We have mats available. We have water available. We have towels available. You just come with an open mind, an open heart, and it'll be an incredible experience, and you'll be helping others.
Well, thank you so much. I look forward to it. I'll be there. I'll bring a carload of friends, and we're going to get this. We're going to be the change. Right? Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.